Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. We're back with Darrell in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
When you think hay season, think deer season. Because you can get great deals on John Deere hay tools, including cash discounts or 0% financing for 48 months. Choose a 459 baler and get an additional $1,500 off, or a 630 MoCo and get an extra $2,000 off. Make this your season to save. See your dealer today, and don't forget to ask about the Livestock Loyalty Program. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
First half of the year now in a rearview mirror. Joining us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel, to help us review what we have experienced as far as our cattle market is concerned. Darrell, what about the first half, the first 6 months of 2015?
Well, in the first half of the year, beef production has been a little bit smaller than we expected. Slaughter's been down over 7%, sharply lower beef cow slaughter and heifer slaughter, but steer slaughter is down as well. Higher carcass weights have offset part of that, but in spite of that, beef production is down. That's kept box beef prices and fed cattle prices generally strong through the first half of the year, and you know, feeder cattle prices have stayed strong as well.
Darrell, let's take a look at some of the various elements within the pipeline, starting with the packers as well as the feedlot into the business. I know we've seen a good bit of red ink for the closeouts for our feedlots.
You know what? Those sectors continue to struggle with their margins. It's all about buying and selling, and the biggest cost increases for them are what they're buying. So feedlots are buying feeder cattle that are expensive. That really squeezes their margins, even with more moderate feed costs that we've had in recent months. At the packer level, it's buying those fed cattle and selling box beef. They've struggled, some with that. Most recently, box beef prices have dropped a little bit, but fed cattle prices have also dropped seasonally. So packer margins have been a little more sideways, if you will, although they've continued to struggle all of this year with lower byproduct values.
Now, the latest problem for packers, declining wholesale box beef trade, sharply lower both Monday, Tuesday of this week after the 4th of July holiday. Evidently, 4th of July meat clearance not as good as some folks have been hoping for. Now, Darrell, let's talk about the stocker end of the business along with cow-calf operators. You know, clearly, cow-calf operators have been doing just fine, it seems like.
At the cow-calf and stocker level, well, particularly the cow-calf level, of course, they're in the driver's seat and have been last year and this year and well into next year for sure. The market right now is all about increasing cattle numbers, rebuilding the herd, getting beef production up or cattle numbers up. And so, cow-calf sector is going to continue to enjoy good, strong prices. Margins will be, close to, maybe not quite as strong as last year, but very close to it. At the stocker level, there's generally positive incentives or motivation for forage-based production. Recently, feeder cattle prices at the heavy end have been a little bit higher relative to calf prices, and that's made the potential value of gain a little bit stronger.
So, Darrell, if you had to sum 2015 up in just a few words, how would you do it?
In general, I would characterize 2015 as more of a sideways year across the board for cattle markets, certainly compared to 2014, where we had a strong uptrend across the board from calf prices all the way up to retail beef prices.
OSU's Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.